Good morning, UDT.
Good morning. Is Troy there?
No, he's not. Would you like to leave a message?
Yeah. Is he going to be back in the office today?
Or no, sir.
No? Okay.
No.
My name's Danny, and I'm with Cardiff.
Spell that, please.
It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Mm-hmm. I was going to go,
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And so yeah, it's Cardiff, and my direct line is 858-779-0424. Yeah. And is there, you know, maybe an office manager or someone like that that I can speak with?
Yes. May I ask who you're with?
Yeah,
what,
Cardiff.
What's the call in reference to?
It was about some financing the company's done through Wells Fargo a couple years back.
Okay, hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So, I guess probably the best way would be to you have that on hand?
Good morning, this is Casey.
Good morning, Casey. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. I was just trying to, you know, touch base with you or Troy about some finance offers we sent out a couple weeks back. It looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with Wells Fargo. So basically we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital. Looks like up to 250K. I just wanted to, you know, see what kind of plans or projects you guys had coming up this year where you might need some financing.
Well, we were at one point, probably a month or two ago, thinking about buying a machine. We've since put that on hold. What we're trying to do is pay off debt right now and not try to get ourselves into, you know, any more payments.
Yeah.
We've got enough machines here to do the things that we need to do, and if there's something that we can't do, we'll just outsource it somewhere else for right now and, you know, make a cut off the top of it. So,
but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, right now I would much rather not put ourselves into any more debt than we really have to.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if you guys want to check back with us in probably 6 months or so and see, you know, where we stand at that point. But,
I
told the president of the company that I'd much rather not, you know, put ourselves over our heads right now. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, kind of. And were you guys looking to bring that on? Did you have, like, you thought you guys had some big jobs coming up? Or what was that machine going to do for you guys over there?
It's for a certain part that we're working on. It's a massive, monstrous part. And, you know, it's with the machines that we have, it would take probably six times as long. Now we can still do it. It's just, you know, one of those things where it'll take us a little bit longer and therefore, you know, probably not be as profitable. But like I said, Troy, you know, we got to pay the guys to be here anyway. So it's not really, you know, they're going to work their 40-hour week, whether they're working on overhead or they're working on that part. So it doesn't really matter. So, if we add another payment of $3,000, $3,500 a month for a $250,000 machine, well, then it's not going to help us. It's more, you know, it's more off the top instead of having the extra $2,500 to pay other stuff right now. So
exactly. And that's, I mean, that's definitely, if you guys could use it, you know, in the future as well. I mean, I know you have this one project now, but if it was like a reoccurring thing, you know, it definitely would pay off.
Right, and not knowing how many, and that was the other thing that I had told them, you know, we got eight of them we got to do right now, but it's like, okay, well, eight of them is not going to pay off the machine. Now, if we knew we were getting 16 of them, it might, but at this point, it's not really. Yeah, it's not financially beneficial for us right now, just kind of weighing the pros and cons, so. But, you know, like I said, 6 months from now, we might decide on something different. Do you have any contact information you can send me?
Yeah, I do. I have an email. What's a good email for you? I could send everything over.
It's Casey. It's spelled C-A-S-S-I-E.
Okay.
At UDT Machine.
UDT Machine.
.com.
.com. Okay. And I will go ahead and I'll shoot over that email real quick. It's C A or K?
It's C.
Okay, C A. Oh, that's really cool. I've never seen it spelled like that.
No, I know. And after you see it spelled, nobody ever pronounces it right
either. Yeah, I'm sure they say Cassie.
Yep, right? All the time.
All the time, I hear. Okay. All right, well, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry you guys didn't really, add on the machine, but it sounds like you got everything, handled over there.
Yeah.
Is there, a bank you guys usually lean on for financing?
No, I mean, it's whoever's going to, for one, finance us and two, give us a better deal. So we don't normally.
Yeah.
We don't typically shop around as far as, for rates or whatnot, but, if something comes up, if I have your contact information, then I'll definitely give you a call, so.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, but yeah, like I said, feel free to check back with us in a few months, and we'll go from there, so.
Okay, sounds good. I will go ahead and, I'll shoot that over to you guys in about 15 minutes, and, we do equipment financing, we also do working capital, where we can, free up 10-15% of gross annual sales as unsecured cash. And a lot of machine shops, I know you guys have to front materials or like a net 30 payout, something like that. So it's pretty popular. They use it for that as well, obviously, if you can make a good return on it.
Right.
So yeah, that's always an option as well. I mean, have you guys used like a line of credit before, or do you?
No, we don't. We tend to stay away from them only because the interest rate's usually a lot higher. So.
Yeah, they are pretty high.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and shoot that over, and I'll check back in with you and see how things are going. Okay?
All right. Thanks,
Casey.
Bye.
Bye.